Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 28th day of September 2011. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours live. Well, coming up later in the hour, I want to get into the amazing ABC News headline. Al-Qaeda, or Al-Qaeda, came out yesterday and told Ahmadinejad, that the leader of Iran, that how dare you say the buildings look like they were controlled demolition? We did it. And, of course, it's a message board. And then you've got, four of the five Al-Qaeda top men, all born in the U.S., publicly, secretly meeting at the Pentagon and being caught running the attacks, running the latest Major Hassan attack, the underwear bombing, and more. I mean, it is so incredibly transparent. All of this propaganda targets people that are just basically halfway paying attention. That's what's happening here. And so we're going to be going over that today. Speaking of Al-Qaeda being Western-run, nightmare in Libya, thousands of surface-to-air missiles unaccounted for. We've got that report. Of course, that came out a few weeks ago, but now it's back in the news. Now it's thousands, including some heat seekers. And don't worry, though, Al-Qaeda leader Abdul bin Hajj, we've been talking about this the last few months. He's now writing columns. Mr. Belhaj is writing columns for the London Guardian. And we're told that the West is now running drone attacks out of air bases in Libya and other areas to fight Al-Qaeda in North Africa. So in reality, they put Al-Qaeda in, but that's okay because they're fighting Al-Qaeda. I mean, this is the incredible propaganda that we are basically force-fed. Here's another one in the London Independent. British soldiers in Afghanistan are shown snuff movies. They're called Kill Nights. Meanwhile, the troops are over there to grow the opium. And you know what's funny? That's just public information now. It's like, okay, the government, the British government, the U.S. government, they're involved in the harvesting and the production of all of this. And here is the ABC News headline. Al-Qaeda to Iran, stop spreading 9/11 conspiracy theories. And it's always the usual suspects to put out these type of statements. Adam Gadon, real name Adam Perlman, grandson of the head of the ADL, former head of the ADL, who was arrested beating up Muslims outside mosque. He hated him so much. Now he puts announcements out that coincide with the Pentagon military-industrial complex agenda. And what was it, 4 years ago? Wired magazine reported that they had their big tech expert look at the video uploads of Adam Gadon and others, and the Al-Qaeda logo was in the same logo as the Pentagon connected groups putting the videos out. But that's not enough evidence for you. We, again, have Anwar al-Awlaki and others meeting secretly at the Pentagon, getting their marching orders. That's now come out in the last year. We've talked a lot about it. And so different organizations wanted to do a FOIA request and find out his State Department sanctioned record, State Department support. And, of course, national security was declared on that. And they don't care. They even still have Alaki put out a little announcements, always backing the police state, always backing new wars. This is full spectrum dominance, where the globalists move their fake Al-Qaeda chess pieces around wherever they want as a pretext to invade that country, and with great disdain at the same time openly give real Al-Qaeda control of Libya. That's their disdain, while saying Iran is Al-Qaeda, but separately having Al-Qaeda then criticize Iran when Iran doesn't play along with the fable.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Wednesday, the 28th day of September 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Joining us in the first 20 minutes or so of the next hour, Wayne Madsen, formerly with the National Security Agency, always giving us great intel, is going to join us to talk about the latest on Iran saying that they're going to send warships to off the U.S. coast. Very bad move. What does this signal? I mean, no matter what, quote, side you're on, I'm neutral in all of this baloney. This is not a good thing. Also, he can talk about the fact that alternative media reported years ago. I went and looked it up. Prison Planet 2 years ago reported on Facebook tracking everywhere you go after you leave Facebook, even when you log out, and selling the data to corporations and government. Google does that. They all do it. All the big ones are government-funded, financed, positioned behemoths. And so Wayne Madsen will be breaking that down. I noticed that Facebook, after Infowars.com and Natural News and others in the last few days, wrote articles about Facebook admitting that, okay, they do track you everywhere you go, even after you log out of Facebook. They've now apologized and say they're going to stop. Just like the founder of Facebook called you dumb bleepers last year when it first started to come out. TomTom, 2 years ago, got caught selling your data and tracking you, the GPS company, and said they stop. They were in the news again yesterday, caught again, and they said, don't worry, we'll stop. This is a psychological warfare operation. When they look, there's a going for broke hoax happening. All over the country, they go on the news in the week before school and say, it's the law, go to this sports stadium and get your free shots. There is no law. 12 years ago, the federal government signed secret deals made public last year to take all the death benefits of all U.S. military personnel from World War II through to today. The government now admits that they're growing the opium in Afghanistan. It has now been confirmed in two federal courts. They've had district attorneys go public on the Texas-Mexico border. Sheriffs have gone public on this show years ago, but in the news this week, that indeed the U.S. government allows select drug cartels to bring in unlimited tonnage of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana, namely Sinaloa, and that Sinaloa is then given firearms. They don't allow guns to be sold out of shops to drug cartels and order the shops to do it. It just came out, confirming what we already knew. In one shop alone, were ordered to basically sell at rock-bottom prices, paid for with taxpayer money, to the Sinaloa Cartel 2,000 firearms out of one shop alone. That came out 2 days ago. We've covered it. But, I mean, think about what this means. This morning, last night, this morning, today, I thought about just dropping everything for about a week. Not doing the nightly news or having Aaron do it or others do it. Not doing the radio show. And just chronicling, digging through all of our massive research and assembling thousands of pieces of bedrock government corruption where it's absolutely admitted that they nerve gassed and killed our own troops in test or shot up little kids with syphilis or fed pesticide to CPS-grabbed kids just a few years ago, or are growing the opium in Afghanistan, or the CIA caught shipping cocaine in hundreds and hundreds of times, and guns into Mexico, and DynCorp and Halliburton and the Pentagon and the UN caught running giant child kidnapping rings. I mean, I mentioned that yesterday, DynCorp child trafficking, and it was Chicago Tribune, BBC. You also see our articles there. But the point is, it just hits me every moment that it's so overwhelming. It's so ridiculous how over the top the corruption is and how naive we are. You know, I talk to repair people that come to my house. I talk to people on the street. And I get a lot of feedback. And I talk to people who've never heard of my show. And you talk to somebody who is awake, they won't shut up, you know, telling you about things because they care. They're informed. Wow. They know what's happening in the world and they want to stop it because they want to live in a better society and they understand history. But when you talk to people that aren't aware, they don't know about secret spying. They don't know about biowarfare soft kill operations. They don't know what sodium fluoride's doing to them, admitted fact. Almost every EPA scientist themselves, multiple times for over a decade, has signed petitions and said, please take it out of the water. It increases cancer, and they give all the evidence for it. Just unplug my earpiece here. I mean, more and more when I sit here and I go over all the news and all the information, even before I go on air, it's just, it's mainly that the general public is in a trance. And you talk to them. I mean, I remember 12 years ago or so documenting that OnStar was listening to you all the time with NSA computers, nonstop transcribing everything you say and do in your car. And I went on air and I reported it and I got attacked and called a kook, even though I had the documentation. And then this morning I'm listening to local talk radio, the, you know, the big talk station, and I hear the talk show host with the co-host reading out of the news that, okay, wow, OnStar actually listens to you with the microphone built into the cell phone on the dash, even when you turn it off, and they sell it all to government and insurance companies, and they're tracking everything you do and everywhere you go and putting it into databases. And the other host said, well, I don't have a problem with that. I think that's good. They want to take care of us. And he wasn't being sarcastic. The other host said, really? And he goes, yeah, everybody should have to have these in their cars. Well, actually, the federal government's come out for more than a decade and said that that's their plan. See, here's the problem with doing this show. Just while I was sitting there talking, I remembered a month ago, Epoch Times reported on it, but it was also in other publications. In fact, try to pull this up, that Chinese government putting tracker systems in cars. And they call it a toll road system that you have to have in your car for many of the roads being toll roads. But the tech publications have analyzed it and found that it's actually a wireless tracker beacon and has a wireless audio sensor in it, and that they are listening to people in their cars. It's basically an OnStar chip, a little cell phone transmitter. And it's like, oh my gosh, the communist Chinese, aren't they incredibly draconian? So my point is, we are not in Kansas anymore. And I say that a lot. I mean, you don't need some loudmouth, obnoxious Texan up here to tell you all of this. But then it begs the question, why isn't more being done about this? Why aren't more of you angry and upset and involved? In the final equation, I don't like having a scientific dictatorship built over me by a bunch of control freaks who fall over one another to write books and publications calling for the reduction of the human population of 80% or more. They start at 80% and then have big debates, and we've written countless articles on it and showed you their documents and made the film Endgame, where, you know, they put out articles defending Dr. Pianca at UT that says 90% need to be killed, and sooner rather than later with airborne Ebola. And I had his graduate students send me threatening emails, and I went and looked them up. These were doctors and chemists and biologists, a couple of them working in bioweapons facilities. And it was like, you know, he's a very great man. And by the way, you ought to be glad that he's so liberal. Most of us believe humans are a disease, and it will be a sheer pleasure to kill the final human. And then I'm the bad guy for being against this. They have troops growing opium on ABC News, BBC, and Fox telling us it's good. Every major vaccine manufacturer, when they study the vaccine, it's designed to do the opposite of what you're told. The Gardasil clearly, and Dr. Tenpenny agrees, is a autoimmune disorder weapon. These other vaccines, you look at them, they're filled, chop-filled with cancer viruses. So is the Gardasil. It's hidden in plain view. It turns out, oh, wow, this isn't really attenuated. This isn't just the protein of the RNA of the virus. It's a full RNA shell combined with the aluminum, so it's going to bind with your DNA. I mean, it's hidden in plain view. It's a bioweapon. And, of course, it's screwing women up and screwing young girls up, and there's all these thousands and thousands of horror stories. And right at 24% of all vaccine adverse reactions reported to the federal system are Gardasil. By the way, on average, 2% report adverse reactions. So if it's 18, well, now it's 20 plus thousand, I was corrected. If it's 22,000 and growing, and that's 2%, holy mackerel. And again, I haven't even gotten the news. You know, I'll just read you some headlines when we come back. It just, at a certain point, what is the point? Like trying to convince people, hey, man, the government's out of control. It really is. Don't you want to be free? It's so creepy to have these killers over us. And it's so obvious what they're doing. It should be easy to bring them down.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me start getting into the news. Later, I'm going to open the phones up as well. It's just, it's crazy to be informed and then see other people that have no idea about the three branches of government or how their state legislature works. And I'm horrified by that. You know, the danger of how they can then be manipulated by the system. But people that join the corrupt system, they love the fact that the public is so gullible and dumbed down and that tricks work on them. And, I mean, I got children. Even if I was an evil person, I wouldn't want them to grow up in a world run by corruption and lies. And I'm not saying there's some utopian thing that's possible, but we certainly could strive towards something better. We know that. We know if we just give up on all standards, things degenerate. And it freaks me out that they actually put real Al-Qaeda in charge by name with people bragging that they've killed U.S. soldiers in Iraq, in control of Libya, and then lecture us about how Al-Qaeda is going to attack America, so I've got to have the TSA grab my genitals. And then you've got all these federal memos where they admit they use the threat of terror as a right to federalize everything, as a pretext to take our freedom. I mean, it's admitted. The former head of Homeland Security, Governor Ridge, admitted. Tom Ridge admitted it was all fake. So they issued fake terror alerts. And it's weird that it's almost like the more corrupt it gets, the more some people just buy into it. Because, well, it's the establishment doing it. Now, Congress does have the lowest approval rating ever, and there's all the big polls out that people, the vast majority, think the government's not, you know, in their best interest, and mainstream media is losing more and more credibility and viewers. I mean, those numbers come out every day. So I should be positive, but it's not enough. It's not enough to just not believe these people or not like them. They know you're awake, and so they're going to wreck everything and bring in a hardcore tyranny to suppress us. This isn't like we're just going to figure out they're evil and everything goes away. It's at the point you figure out they're evil that they really show their teeth. I mean, I saw this, I don't know, 2 weeks ago. It was reported that a bunch of surface-to-air heat-seeking missiles, the type that one guy can operate, you pull up on a highway outside an airport. You know, these things, a lot of them I was reading can go up 10,000, 15,000 feet. The plane takes off. It has no way to avoid it. It's at 2,000-3,000 feet, flying over a neighborhood. The guy fires it. Boom, aircraft goes down. And the feds will love that. You see, in old-time systems, and even just 50 years ago, if an agency screwed up and let something happen, they wouldn't get more power. They would get in trouble. People would get fired or go to jail. Now you get promoted. This is exactly what they want. And so here it is. It's confirmed. Thousands of missiles are missing in Libya. Now, remember, it was in the Washington Post last Friday that they're using drone bases in Libya and surrounding areas to, quote, fight Al-Qaeda in the region. Because they know the average person reading that doesn't put two and two together and go, but wait, they admit they put Al-Qaeda in power and the groups fighting the Libyan rebels are the opposite of Al-Qaeda, not saying they're really good either. But it's just like when Bush said Iran is with Al-Qaeda and Ahmed, Dinajad is with Al-Qaeda and the dictator, because they've had fake elections of Afghanistan. Mohammad Karzai says, sir, they are not with Al-Qaeda, because he knew all over the Arab and Muslim world that was ridiculous. It was like saying, you know, Bill Clinton is Chinese or something. It's just absolutely ridiculous. But they're talking to an American audience. And I remember hearing Bloomberg radio a few weeks ago, and they were laughing, going, Americans don't even hold passports on average or know where Europe is. They'll never understand. They're being screwed. And they were giggling. But it's true. I wouldn't laugh about it unless it was sardonically in a sad way. I guess in a satirical, sick laugh. I mean, I do that sometimes. But this was a celebratory laugh. Ha ha, the American people are idiots. And here was the investor class getting off on that. You know, when you pull down society, it pulls you down as well. You end up getting carjacked. You end up getting robbed. Your daughter ends up marrying trash. You don't get away with all this stuff. And, all right, here it is, ABC News. Nightmare in Libya. Thousands of surface air missiles unaccounted for. And now they're going to have checkpoints everywhere because Al-Qaeda is going to attack us. But nobody asked the question. Al-Qaeda leader is now writing columns for the London Guardian. Stay with us. You know, I think the point that I need to make again, because it's so central, is that it is mentally ill to know that the government is run by corrupt, ruthless special interests who are above the law and are getting away with crazier and crazier stuff by the day. And then to continue, though, to believe anything the government or the media owned by these big banks tells you. That is crazy. I mean, if you had an employee that had lied to you 10 times, you'd fire him for sure on the second or third time. It wouldn't get to 10. If you had a neighbor that constantly lied to you, after three or four times, you'd learn that guy's bad news and you'd stop talking to them. You might even move. I know I've moved before when I've had bad neighbors. But instead, because we don't feel like we can get rid of these criminals, we just kind of give in to them. Well, that's what the pimp does. You know, he slaps me across the face. It's really a broken attitude. So, yes, the people know on average, every poll shows it, the vast majority, over 80%, know the government killed Kennedy, know the Federal Reserve's private ripping us off, and know that we're in trouble. And don't want the TSA sticking their hands down our pants. That's right at 90%. And don't want it at the NFL. That's above 85%. But the establishment's answer is not going to be, oh, well, we'll just go away. No, they're used to having their way. That's why they've proposed martial law in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's why all over the country they're just banning citizens' communications or arresting people that try to politely bring up government corruption at city council meetings. That's why the North Carolina governor, the media is trying to say it was a joke now, but he told the newspaper it was not a joke. He said it seriously, that because of the crisis, they should just suspend Congress, suspend elections for 2 years, which would be suspending Congress. It wouldn't be a real Congress anymore. And that's all part and parcel with the super Congress making the spending decisions on what bills get brought forward. That is the power of the purse. Out of the general house into a super Congress. The Senate now is involved in bringing forward, because there's senators that are on it, along with House members, bringing forward spending legislation, completely unconstitutional. And then even, you know, so-called patriots and people out there can't get their minds around the fact that this is new and draconian. They're like, well, we've had special committees before, not like this one we haven't. Ron Paul got it right and said it's not in the Constitution. But that's not even strong enough language for what we're dealing with. So what happens is people just get accustomed to tyranny by degree, and they make more and more and more and more excuses for it. Look at this stack of news right here. In fact, if you give me a document cam shot in there, prisonplanet.tv, folks can watch this. All this news is up at infowars.com and prisonplanet.com if you're a radio listener, and you can go check it out. OnStar kills plan to track ex-subscribers. Every time they get criticized for this by the alternative media and it gets picked up, they say, okay, well, we won't do that now. You notice they send a message out saying, even if you opt out or turn off the service, we're going to have audio link and listen to you, and we're going to track everywhere you go, and we're going to sell that to insurance companies and the government. I mean, you don't think they're just, you have all this technology because they care about you. You don't just think you get a digital cable box because they love you. It's tracking everything you do. There was a public school in California, another one in Pennsylvania a few years ago. They came out and said, kids, be good. We're watching you at home over your laptop. And it was a minority of parents came out and said, well, that's Big Brother. And the school said, no, that's safety. And then the school had such disdain when they got criticized, they suddenly switched gears and lied and said, we're not listening or watching you. They said, but you were on the news. Here you are saying it. So lawsuits were filed and the thousands of videos. It was tens of thousands of videos and tens of thousands of photos of kids in the shower. The school administrators, the teachers could hardly get their work done watching the kids at home. Police were calling kids into the principal's office because they were seen eating pills. Turned out it was Skittles. And I've noticed that when I was warning people about this beforehand, when these big companies were bragging in their stock prospectus boil downs and stockholder reports, that they were watching everybody at home and tracking everybody and listening to everybody, and every major company was doing it. Telecommunications Act since 96, everything wired in by federal regulatory law to do this. But see, they weren't ready for the public to know about that at that time. So I'd talk about it and show documents. They'd be like, you know, national TV, local news. This guy is a lunatic. The government, the corporations would never do that to you. Now that we've been eased into this, they're like, oh, yeah, every big company's doing it. That's actually their biggest profit margin. Why, the major pizza chains are now, in some cases, making more money per quarter on tips to law enforcement because they get 25% of the fines and fees than they do off pizza sales. I remember seeing a case, must have been 15, 16 years. No, my grandfather was really and still alive and in good shape then. I guess that was actually in, I was in high school. That was like 20 years ago. And I remember I used to go over some Sundays and watch 60 Minutes when my grandma made dinner. Grandma's still alive. And watch 60 Minutes. I'll never forget watching 60 Minutes. And it was about how the airline ticket people, in many cases, make double or triple. One lady was paid 30-something thousand a year, and she's made over 100,000 that year. In when people paid cash, calling air marshals on them. And then they would just confiscate the cash and go, you shouldn't have $10,000. And it was a case of where the guy sued and fought back. He was from South Carolina, flying to Houston. And he liked a cash business. It turned out his taxes were all paid and everything. and that he'd get a discount for paying cash. He's an old guy on the barrel head for the trees. They would then ship by 18-wheeler, a whole bunch of 18-wheelers up to the Carolinas. And they took his $10,000 and everything. And it turned out that that ticket teller was getting some of the money. I remember watching 60 Minutes, actually a pretty good show sometimes. Kind of old line journalism. You know, they're still globalists, but they're so arrogant and want to be on top that they still report on things about major hospitals killing people for their organs. And of course, it was the usual suspect, Illinois, New York, places like that. And of course, just a few years before, when my dad said, do not sign your organ donor card. Word is in Dallas hospitals, they won't save you and will harvest your organs. And my dad was a dentist, oral surgeon, and had worked rewiring jaws and things in hospitals and knew a lot of doctors. But I still remember thinking my dad was crazy when I was doing my driving test when I was 15. He said, do not sign that organ donor card, son. Do not sign it. Because the word is doctors in town say don't sign it. But that's just a doctor-to-doctor thing, you see. And I'm thinking, my dad is a funny guy, he's a smart guy, but come on. This stuff isn't true. And then 60 Minutes, they're taking your organs. They caught them in Austin taking organs of people and letting them die to get them and taking their corneas. That's the big ones. They even had one case where they thought they'd let the guy die and they'd let the anesthesia go away, and they'd already taken one of his kidneys. That happened a few years ago, and he woke up and on the operating table, and the doctors were like, put him down, and a nurse rebelled, so the guy got sewed up and lived. That's why we know about it. But you know, that's how crime works, though, because that's how those hospitals work. They'll give those doctors a little cut on the side of the 400, 500,000 organs they'll pull out of somebody. And see, it's only our naivete that allows all this to happen. I know I keep going back to that, but I talk to men and women and others, and they can be successful business people, but if they're not tuned into the real world, they're only specialized in their area, and they care about going to the movies or playing golf or collecting wristwatches or motorcycles or whatever it is, you tell them basic stuff that's absolute fact, and they'll look at you like you're crazy. In fact, this morning I was listening to this local talk show host, and he was talking about the conspiracy theorists that don't like OnStar listening to you and tracking you. So see, I was a kook before for saying it was happening, but now I'm still a kook. I'm still a kook now that it has come out and is admitted. I'm a kook for not liking it. That's like medical device seller guy I talked to on air, but I've talked to other people in person it's happened to. And he went back to his company many years and said, look, I want to start working in the office. I want a desk job, even if it's a pay cut. Because I am tired of having my genitals grabbed all the time and going through this, and they want to put me in microwave scanners. And his boss said, well, so you're a conspiracy theorist now. Now, let's get this straight. He doesn't like going in a microwave oven. He doesn't like having his space violated. This is not disputed. This is going on. Not liking it is a conspiracy theorist. And, you know, some of these local shows, I only try to call in every 2-3 months. And this particular show, I've called in before, and this call screener says, no, Alex, I actually know the program director. And he's like, oh, please call in. We'd love to have you on any of the shows. But, you know, the call screener, oh, I talked to the host. They don't want your input. They just want to sit there and make jokes about me. Or when somebody calls in and brings up a fact, well, hey, Ron Paul's actually winning many of these polls and in second or third place. Oh, yeah, and they start playing X-Files music or Imperial Battle March and go, that sounds like Alex Jones. Turning the light on at night, if you go outside to put something in the trash can, is evil, is a conspiracy theory. Thinking, being involved, watching your step, it's weird. You see, it's an attribute to be a sucker, to be a chump, to be an idiot. I mean, this is beyond 1984. In this nightmare, horrid future that he foresaw under English socialism, Eric Blair, pen name George Orwell, imagined where there's cameras and microphones at the park hidden, and where your TV watches you two-way. I mean, I remember a engineer from Time Warner contacting me 15 years ago, and then even coming to my house and meeting with me and showing me the Scientific Atlantic cable box and showing me how there was a built-in microphone and explaining that no one, it wasn't in the manual, it wasn't advertised what you would use it for, and that it was two-way. And that they were going to come out with DVR systems soon, other companies were, and that it was going to track everything you did. Of course, now that's all admitted. And I went on air and warned people and got laughed at. And then years later, I had a Time Warner cable guy at the house, one of the installers, and I said, you know that's got a microphone. And the guy's like, yeah, I know it's got one, but so what? Why are you acting like I was weird? Because, I mean, this is what I'm talking about here. Oh, you don't like people grabbing your genitals. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's like saying, I like strawberry ice cream, not chocolate. And they say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You know, I prefer Dodge over Ford. Well, you're a conspiracy. Thinking is now a conspiracy theory. I prefer lime Topo Chico mineral water over regular. See, it's a throwaway line that they now just use against people. It's like when that stock trader came out on Goldman Sachs and said, they rule the world, we're going to have a depression, the money's all going out of Europe. And BBC responded to their own report, Forbes did, I covered it last night on the Nightly News, and said, is this a hoax? Is he a real traitor? Because what he said was so true, they just tried to imply, oh, it's a hoax, instead of making it about the real issues he talked about. They always want to change the subject. So they had articles out earlier in the week going, is OnStar really listening? When it was sent to 6 million OnStar customers in North America and was confirmed by hundreds of technology publications and blogs, still, last week and this week, it was, is it real? Is it real? Nightly News. They knew full well that it was real. But they had to first say, is it real, to discredit it in the mind and say, is it a conspiracy theory? And then say, okay, they are, but now they're not going to listen to you and track you. But if you read the fine print, they're saying, okay, if you opt out, we won't track you anymore. But of course, these are big, brazen, exempt, immune, multinational, tax-exempt companies. They are going to continue. TomTom gets caught 2 years ago. They're caught again. Facebook caught 2 years ago. They're caught again. They're not caught. This is a bum rush. I remember 10 years ago, they had a big conference on RFID and tracking with big corporate leaders in Chicago. And I was reading through the transcript. A listener emailed it to me who had, and I went to the area. And it had the big CEO up there going, our prospectus analysis shows 87% of people are against RFID and tracker systems. But in another study, we show that over 90% will end up submitting if we just force the issue. But we've got to have industry unification to have mass adoption of this system. And the total goal is total tracking and predictive systems that will allow us to predict future trends within close to 100% probability. Applause. They're up there. We have a crystal ball takeover system. We will force this through. I mean, they're just right there in your face saying, we are going to force this down their throats. And I can't even get the general public to wake up because they were preconditioned this didn't exist. Instead of going, wow, I was lied to. This government and these corporations are out of control. It's like, well, okay, they're listening to us, but I still like the government. And maybe it's reasonable. It's this little ninnying thing where these metrosexual men, I've noticed, they will, like, team up with the corruption. They'll go, well, I'm for that then. And it's just like, just because you sit there and play in your mind, make believe that the government's your imaginary friend, it isn't your friend. You're a schmuck. That's the word for you, a schmuck, a sucker who loves, a willful moron. And I am sick of willful morons who want to be slaves and then who all get together and go, I think it's good they're going door to door with forced inoculations in California under color of law. You should do that. I don't want to get sick from you not being vaccinated. Hey, moron, if you've been given a vaccine that protects you, then why do you care what I do with my body? Get out of my life. I got all this fake racism news, too, they're really pushing. It's now reached like a witch hunt for a guy was out in an ice cream cone outfit from Puerto Rico. They thought it was a Klan event. It's all coming up, the economy and more. Stay with us. All right, I want to get into some economic news ahead of Wayne Madsen joining us on some geopolitical developments, including Iran saying they're going to send warships to the U.S. coast. That's a horrible idea. OnStar kills plan to track X subscribers. And again, they've now come out and said, okay, we're not going to track you now, even if you never activate it. See, something shouldn't like that shouldn't come as a automatic in all General Motors cars. You should have to opt into that. But notice, oh, here it is, but don't worry. You don't have to turn it on. Yeah, right. Here's another one. Facebook tracks your every move even after you're logged out. That was on Infowars.com yesterday. Now today, we didn't mean to track you, says Facebook, as social network giant admits to bugs in new privacy row or fight. Remember what Zuckerman said? He said, you're a bunch of dumb effers. He said, our users trust us, and just started laughing. Oh, it's so much fun. He admitted he did that. See, the globalists revel in the fact that you don't want to believe they're bad people. And so because you won't admit that, they've got free reign over you. They've got free reign over all of us. All right, I got a bunch of other news. This is getting insane. Drudge linked to this yesterday. AP labeled racist for accurately transcribing Obama's speech. Meanwhile, a Puerto Rican guy, don't even know what the Ku Klux Klan is, was in an ice cream outfit, and people thought it was the Klan, caused a big freak out. They got a UC Berkeley bake sale, ignites protest. Why? They got a law about to be signed by the governor that says if you're black, you pay a lot less tuition, and that is discriminatory. Two wrongs don't make a right. So they're calling them racist for illustrating it, for illustrating the racism. The Air Force is going to be targeting on the highways of America underage drinkers. That's how they've decided to roll out troops on the streets. That's all coming up. But I wanted to briefly bring Ted Anderson up, maybe towards the end, too, with another update. This is exactly what Ted said was happening Monday. COMEX gold in solidly higher on bargain hunting, weaker U.S. dollars. So the dollar only spiked for a while. Higher crude oil prices, gold, silver jump as dollar sags, selling pressure eases. So that's from Kitco, Forbes, and Barron's. And they admit that it's all the big margin increases. You know, they've basically made it super hard to trade in gold digitally. But all that's doing is forcing people into the physical market, Ted has found. I want to be clear with you. Ted is having 10 times the sales he has ever seen right now. You would think that people, he's the owner of Genesis, the owner of Midas Resources, great patriot. You would think, because in past, when gold's down, people don't buy, which I think is stupid. Ted and I buy when it's down. This is a buying opportunity for gold and silver. The market fundamentals are all there. People have actually gotten that. And Ted is basically selling out of most of everything he's got. Ted, this is the first time you've seen this. This is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. I can tell you right now, I've talked to a lot of wholesalers across the United States and other gold dealers, too, and it's all the same thing. They've been able to force people out of the futures market, but they haven't done anything with the physicals. Even Bloomberg was reporting yesterday that China, the demand for jewelry just went through the roof when the price went down. It's like people are moving into the physical market, or they look at the warning signs and everything that's going on. They're moving into the bullion market. It's all they're taking out are the people that are trading in the futures futures market, which has a tendency to drive the market forces. But I can tell you right now, if you can stomach the volatility, the governments, and I don't even think this is coming out of Washington, D.C. I would say the central banks that control the world, that New World Order you always talk about, is pushing the reserve requirements down. And that's why we have the volatility. That's why we can get a better buy at this time.
But it is starting to go back up, folks. So get on the gold train, silver train today. Call and ask about the index of radio specials they've got at the lower prices. 800-686-2237. Don't lose this opportunity.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, thousands of heat-seeking missiles have been given to Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda has been given control of the towns and cities they have. Gaddafi's still fighting on, but the media has just moved from saying the war is over. U.S. troops are on the ground. Wayne Madsen's going to be popping in to cover that, the Iranian situation, all of this spy grid that's going on and now being more and more admitted. But, Ted, this is really big news that in your 30-plus years, and in my, even before you had Genesis, you were a sponsor of my show. You've been a sponsor about 15 and a half years, Ted. You've been there about a year and a half after I got on air or less. That I've never seen it where the general public buys when it goes down, which is what any good stockbroker or commodity trader will tell you. Buy low, sell high. That's when I buy. And I've never sold because I'm doing it as an emergency backup. But I have total confidence it would go back up, as I said Monday, as I said yesterday. And it is starting to go back up because of global devaluation of currencies. I would rather have a stable future and actually see gold and silver drop and my investments not be good. Because overall, the economy would be better. It would be better for everybody. And the other business operations we have would do better. It's a win-win. But I know that we're not going down that path. We're going the Weimar Republic path. And I've seen them do this, hammering the gold down and the silver down over and over again. And then it always retraces and only goes back up. But I guess it's taken four or five times of this happening in the last 3 years for people to finally get it. I mean, this is big news, Ted, that you're seeing 10 times the business you had a month ago, two or three times any previous record you had to that, even in bull markets. How big of a deal is this, Ted, that the people finally get it?
Well, I mean, I can tell you it's certainly a turnaround because in the past, when the market would fall, people would just back off and they'd quit buying. And it would give opportunities for me to go on, okay, I can see that it's time for me to buy because everybody else don't want it. But right now, with the governments, and I keep saying governments, but it's really not, with them in there manipulating and trying to raise the reserve requirements to get into a futures contract, they're messing with the paper system. But obviously, the people of the world right now are looking at it and going, you know what? I don't believe you guys. I don't think that we're running into better economic times. I can read the news myself. I mean, my goodness, look what CNN had reported. It says Greece, Portugal, and Ireland are on life support. Italy and Spain are exhibiting worrisome symptoms, and Germany and France, the healthy ones, are suffering from global economic malaise.
And our listeners have heard all of our experts and ourselves tell them no matter how big the bailout, it's only going to get worse. That's why our credibility continues to rise, Ted. What do you see happening with silver and gold coming up in the next few weeks?
Well, I mean, for sure, in the next few weeks, it's going to be questionable as to whether or not the globalists will lose control over the futures market. They may be able to hold gold and silver at the $1,600 to $1,700 level for a little while. But you know what? They will lose control, and it'll continue to increase. I can tell you this. In my lifetime, I've never seen a time where the dollar's gained purchasing power and inflation has gone in reverse, and I've actually been able to buy more with my money. It just hasn't happened. cars have gone up. Everything has gone up. Houses and whatever, you name it. But now we're sitting in this crisis thing, and they're thinking that they can solve this problem by making it so you can't trade futures contracts. I mean, it's like, you know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to pass legislation to force people out of the gold market, and that's just not going to happen. It's not going to push people back into the currency and think that paper is better again. People want to have gold because they know they can trust it. And that's why people are buying it right now, and they should be. And, you know, a perfect example as to why they should be getting involved with those silver dollars that we talked about and the video and the book. I mean, now's the time to be moving. You have the opportunity. The prices are low.
You're right, Ted. Folks, take advantage of it today. 800-686-237. Ted has two silver dollars, a great book, and a film exposing the globalist with shipping for $77. 800-686-2237. Ask about other radio specials when you call.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up later in the transmission, I'm considering playing the audio. You can make it out, but I don't know if it's worthy of radio. It might not come across too good for our AM stations out there. It's up at Infowars.com. It's up at DrudgeReport.com at the very top. Easiest place to find it. You can hear the audio to the newspaper, and the governor is clearly North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue, a Democrat, is proposing suspending the congressional elections for the cycle so legislators can focus on fixing the economy. And it was serious. The newspaper has said it was serious. This is the kind of stuff that's being talked about. We already have a super Congress. Obama's already launching wars without congressional approval and saying he doesn't need them. The federal government is spying on us without warrants. I mean, it's all come out. TomTom, Facebook, all of them are spying on us without warrants, big time, in our face. And it's time that we face those facts. I want to go to Wayne Madsen on a host of issues, formerly with the National Security Agency. He's written for some of the biggest publications in this country. Really doesn't need much introduction on this radio show. His website's WayneMadsenReport.com. He's also worked as one of the founders of Electronic Privacy Information Center, EPIC, that just does great work. And he joins us today to get into, well, just a bunch of different issues. First off, Wayne, from what I've seen with the different telecommunications acts, the cell phones, the Facebook, the telecommunications systems, the OnStar, I mean, it's always been spying on everybody. This is a total merger of government and big corporations. From your research dealing with this, why do you think it's coming out now that OnStar is tracking you and listening to you with audio, and that Facebook's tracking everywhere you go, even when you leave Facebook, and TomTom's selling your data, or when you call and order a pizza, they're selling that data to the cops?
Well, I think this is something that's been going on as far as what's been on the FBI's wish list and other intelligence agencies and law enforcement agencies for quite some time. And now we're finally getting the devil in the details. And this is something that first started under the Clinton administration when we had this huge battle over the government retaining encryption keys to be able to decode encrypted communications. And we fought strenuously against that. And the FBI and others always said, oh, we only do this in the event of a smoking gun, a kidnapping situation, all these, you know, worst case scenarios. And we always knew they were lying about it, that they just wanted to have these capabilities for their fishing expeditions. And lo and behold, that's what we seem to have now, that there is no criminal predicate when the FBI and the NSA and these other agencies conduct these forms of electronic surveillance. And here we have everything is basically fair game. Everything's on the table as far as surveillance is concerned.
Well, Wayne, where is this going? Because you have this coming out now. It's Facebook and TomTom and OnStar and the rest of them telling on themselves. They're trying to send out little customer announcements. Hey, by the way, our main business is not you paying for your subscription. We're tracking everything you do and selling it to insurance companies, you name it. I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Well, that's right. And I think what they're trying to do is cover their butts from lawsuits from customers and people who feel that their privacy has been invaded. We had this battle a long time ago, too, on the issue of opt-in or opt-out as far as, you know, this type of surveillance is concerned. And clearly we have these companies now engaging in an opt-out, that you're already in their surveillance system, but now it seems like you don't even have the choice of whether to opt out or not.
Well, yeah, so, that was the new controversy, is they've always said, hey, we're spying on you, but people wouldn't read their little terms and conditions. Now they're saying, we don't care if you buy the car and never turn it on. We're going to track everything you're doing. I mean, this is an outrageous, outrageous power grab.
Well, absolutely. And of course, they're sharing it with not only the government, but they're selling this information to other companies. And people always say, well, you know, what do you have to fear most, private companies or the government? Well, it's always been the case that the government and these private companies that traffic in this type of personal information are working together. So there's really no line between the two.
Now, Wayne, is there anything else you want to add on this subject before I shift gears to Libya?
I would just tell people, you know, that they need to be, what I do when I meet a confidential source is I get rid of the electronics altogether. And when I meet somebody, it's face-to-face, and I take precautions that I'm not followed, that there's no boom microphones or shotgun microphones in the area. And if people want to engage in personal and sensitive confidential communications face-to-face, it's the only way.
And even then you got to watch it, because they've got gunshot detectors in most cities that are actually high-powered acoustical microphones. They put these in 98 in Austin, and the actual government grant admitted that that was a high-powered acoustic shotgun mics that can be directed and listened through the windows of your house from the vibration through the membrane. They can listen to people hundreds of yards away. But they told everybody in Austin it was gunshot detectors to triangulate where the gunshots come from. And now they're all over the city in most areas, in parks, listening to everyone. Think about it. Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, and OnStar admits they've got audio listening to you, and they're selling where you go to the cops and to corporations. And even if you don't want it on, it is. Now, looking at Libya, of course, you've been to Libya recently, and Gaddafi's still there, still fighting, but now it's kind of moved off the front page of the news. And we have the al-Qaeda commander who's in charge of Tripoli, and looks like he may be the new leader of the whole country, this Abdul Belhaj guy, now writing articles for The Guardian. We have that article out today at Infowars.com by Tony Cartolucci, breaking it down. But here's ABC News. A few weeks ago, they were worried about heat-seeking surface-to-air missiles that could, you know, take down any passenger liner they want. Now they admit thousands of them are missing and have fallen into the hands of al-Qaeda. But and we're told they're having to move drones into Libya to bomb the rest of Africa because of al-Qaeda. But they just put al-Qaeda into power. So this looks like a real setup by the system to take even more liberties, saying they're protecting us from al-Qaeda.
Well, that's right. And we also know that from the ABC News report that now the Pentagon says they have to put personnel in Libya to be able to, get these surface there, these man pads, handheld or shoulder launched missile launchers. And so what we're seeing now is a reason to put boots on the ground. Now, we always knew that there were special operations in there, but now it looks like the Pentagon is going to use this report as a reason to put troops in Libya. And it's just, it's another example of the U.S. Being ultimately behind, at least the CIA being behind these so-called al-Qaeda brigades all over the world. I have a story up at my website today how the CIA is basically using al-Qaeda, Jamaat Islamiyah, as a reason to destabilize, or a means to destabilize, the government of Indonesia, just like they've done in Pakistan. So this is the real purpose of these so-called jihadist groups. It's destabilization across from Morocco all the way over to Indonesia.
And they used them against the Serbs and the Russians, everybody else. But if you have any geopolitical understanding, any common sense, You knock out Gaddafi, who's made peace deals, to put al-Qaeda in, and then, oh, now we've got to occupy the country and use it for AFRICOM, as you predicted, as I predicted, as a base to invade other countries to fight al-Qaeda, who you actually just put into power. It's just a label. I mean, they could come just put an al-Qaeda sticker on your door and say, well, we're taking your house. There's an al-Qaeda sticker. It's a chess piece. They move around to invade any country they want, even when they put the al-Qaeda in power. I mean, it is, and Tony Blair can meet six times secretly with Gaddafi and invest with him. And all of this comes out and nobody gets in trouble. It's total la-la land. In closing, Wangs, I know you got to go. I understand Iran angry that U.S. warships and others are all around them, and that before the Iran-Iraq war had fully ended, the U.S. attacked and blew up most of the Iranian Navy, and then that big naval engagement nobody seems to know about. But in the final equation here, this is a big provocation. And I see they're saying it's hypocrisy. If the U.S. gets mad about Iranian warships off our coast and international waters, well, why do you have your ships, you know, a half mile off our coast? But what's behind this?
Well, I would note that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mullen, recently stated that he thought there should be a hotline, a military hotline between U.S. forces in the region and Iran's military to just prevent any sort of misunderstanding. You know, there's these Iranian speedboats that are basically under the control of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard that sometimes come out and circle U.S. warships. So this looks like it may be an attempt to scuttle that idea of Admiral Mullen to have this hotline by ratcheting things up. If Iran were to put ships off our coast, and it's not clear that they even have the capability, it would probably be something like we saw during the Soviet times, where Soviet task forces would skirt the U.S. coast on their way to Cuba. They would need some place to go to here in the Western Hemisphere.
We know Venezuela, but let me stop you right there. I totally agree with that analysis. This is their military-industrial complex. Their hardliners don't want to make friends as well because they want to use that as a way to stay in power.
That's right. That's right. And just like we saw during the Cold War, I mean, a year after Kennedy was basically eliminated by our military-industrial complex, Nikita Khrushchev was eliminated by the Soviet military-industrial complex. We went from a burgeoning detente, of course, to the icy years of the Cold War.
Wayne Madsen, WayneMadsenReport.com. Look forward to having you on for a full hour in the near future. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
You bet, Alex.
All right, there goes Wayne. Excellent analysis. So now I got to get my rights up because thousands of heat seekers have been given to al-Qaeda. And our government put them in power and gave them the things. I mean, I'm sick of it. How obvious is it?
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
we are back live. I'm going to open the phones up now to the balance of the broadcast. I would love to hear from you. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231 on any of the news items or issues I've raised or any subject that you would like to talk about. We'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. I'm going to look at commodities and what's happening with food prices a little bit coming up in the next segment for part of the segment and then straight to your calls. I hope listeners call about this one. I mean, does anyone buy this? We just saw Libya, part of it handed over to al-Qaeda. They're saying thousands of heat-seeking, shoulder-fired missiles are missing. So, I mean, I said, watch, they're going to go put al-Qaeda in and then have to invade to get rid of al-Qaeda. I mean, there's just no end to it. There's no end to the fact that they think you're blind and unaware of what's happening. And here's ABC News. Al-Qaeda to Iran, stop spreading 9/11 conspiracy theory. And I can hear good old boys. Boy, even al-Qaeda told that Ahmed Dinajad over there in the Middle East. He's not in the Middle East. He's in Persia, but they call him a Middle Easterner. To stop saying that. Well, he's an engineer, and we've got thousands of American engineers and German and others, and the former Italian president, the former head of intelligence for the German government, their former defense sec. We've had him on. We need to get Andres Fambulo back on. He hadn't been on in years. He speaks pretty good English. He wrote the best-selling book in Germany, The CIA Carried Out 9/11, that what it translates out of in German. And we are to believe, because the Associated Press and others will just take a message board comment and say, oh, Al-Qaeda took responsibility for making Santa Claus wear a red hat. I mean, it's just absolute baloney. The terror group Al-Qaeda has found itself curiously in alignment and agreement. Well, they do that all the time. With the great Satan, which it calls the U.S., in issuing a stern message to Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, stop spreading 9/11 conspiracy theories. That's got to really upset the globalists that everybody knows it's an inside job. In the latest issue of the Al-Qaeda English language magazine Inspire, and I know Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo have written articles about Inspire connected to the State Department and Israel and others. In fact, I want to report on this. The problem with my guys is they know so much because they study this stuff 12, 14, 15 hours a day that when I know when I go back there to Kurt and say, write about this, he'll go, but we did write about it a year ago. I know, but I'll tell Watson, we've got to write about it over and over again. They are going to continue to put these lies out. In the latest issue of the Al-Qaeda English language magazine put out by Adam Gadon, the grandson of the former head of the ADL, I mean, come on. Four of the five Al-Qaeda commanders in the top five born in the U.S. I mean, imagine Al-Qaeda, anti-Israel all the way, if you believe it exists, going, oh, yes, our commander is Jewish. I mean, this is so ridiculous. In the latest issue of the Al-Qaeda English language magazine, Inspire, an author appears to take offense. An author, you mean at Laneley, Virginia? To the ridiculous theory repeatedly spread by the leader of Iran that 9/11 terror attacks were actually carried out with the U.S. government order to provide a pretext to invade the Middle East. I don't know, Dick Cheney wrote the PNAC document saying they need a Pearl Harbor-style attack, killing at least 3,000 people, even name the number. I don't know how they got that so accurate. That's how many died at Pearl Harbor, 3,000 roughly, that on 9/11. They said a Pearl Harbor-size event. And they said to invade. The Iranian government has professed on the tongue of its president that it does not believe that Al-Qaeda was behind 9/11, but rather the U.S. government, an article reads. So we may ask the question, why would Iran ascribe such a ridiculous belief that stands in the face of logic and evidence? Totally Fed-written. You know, that's funny because any real Al-Qaeda, and that's just jihadi fighters out of Saudi Arabia they just put in power in Libya, NATO, and our own government did, would know that there are four groups Western-financed in the last decade, publicly in the last 5 years, the White House admitted this under Bush, launching terror attacks in Iran, and that, quote, Al-Qaeda are the ones always blowing up a plane with Iranian commanders on it or killing Iranian military people in their military cities. And then you read, and the White House says, yeah, we're using Al-Qaeda to try to overthrow Iran. And then we see this Al-Qaeda group saying this. I mean, this is written, when you read this, for the West. It'd be like if they said, yeah, the Dallas Redskins were fighting the Washington Cowboys. I mean, for a Middle Easterner or a Central Asian person.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, your phone calls are coming up. And then in the next hour, I'm going to get into this in detail. Herman Cain describes Ron Paul supporters' concerns as stupid. What do you expect for somebody that worked at the Federal Reserve in policy and somebody who wants a national sales tax on top of the income tax and who supports the Patriot Act, torture, and everything else? Herman Cain ought to love Obama. But there is the novelty of the fact that he will criticize some of the other Republicans up there. And the fact is, he was designed, just like Rick Perry, to go after Ron Paul. And so you notice as Rick Perry's star begins to fall, at least for a period of time, they may try to sneak him back out later. Herman Cain now is ahead of Obama in the polls. 1 point behind him in others. Ron Paul is 5 points ahead. I covered that poll yesterday in a scientific poll ahead of Obama if the election was held today. A few points behind him in other polls. So Ron Paul, Herman Cain, uneducated, uninformed Republicans, you know, think Herman Cain's anti-establishment because they don't know his record yet, just like they were uneducated on Rick Perry, and we're going to educate him. And I got to say, Herman Cain is not as bad as Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. I mean, it's hard to support Al Gore and support Hillary Care and both of them, of course, big supporters, and to be for gun control and go to Bilderberg group meetings. I mean, it's really hard. But Herman Cain's better. He actually works for the very group that Ron Paul's going after. But, I mean, it's hard to be as bad as Rick Perry or Mitt Romney. That's why the establishment puts them forward as the front runners. Ron Paul, undisputed third place. As we destroy those two candidates, he will go into first place. That's coming up. Also, Jesse Ventura calls for NFL boycott over TSA-style groping. We got some good news from the NFL. You know, I called for a boycott a few weeks ago, and they announced they're going to start groping your genitals and women's breasts. We got some good news announced by the NFL. Not perfect, but it's some good news showing the power of the boycott. See, the feds want to bankrupt the airlines and then nationalize it. So they're more than happy to have a boycott of the airlines. They just don't want it all at once, and they don't want the blame. But on the subject of the NFL and shopping malls where you'll get a good groping, a good sexual molestation, the boycott is king. So we're going to talk about that coming up after I get to some of your calls as this hour ends, as we go into the next hour. 800-259-9031. Also, it's been confirmed the governor of North Carolina was very serious when she said suspend the elections for the economic crisis. And that's been batted around. They have under Bush and now Obama executive orders that we've covered here, or for any emergency, including economic or any other unstated emergency, the president can suspend Congress for 6 months. And then under that power, he can then suspend it indefinitely. But he won't have to. Congress has already gone on spending and been turned over to the Council of 13, the 12 members of the House and Senate, and then the president as the supreme ruler. So we are certainly getting maneuvered down a rat hole. We've also got a bunch of economic news coming up. Without a growth plan, the EU faces financial Waterloo or destruction. Continuing, we've got a bunch of other economic news. They now admit that the Obamacare plan has massively increased the price of insurance. Well, it was written by the insurance companies. I mean, it's a ripoff. It doesn't cover pre-existing. It's a ripoff, but it feels good, doesn't it? That's all coming up. And in closing, next hour, I will cover this in the towards the end of the next hour, and I will have a special on it, a lot of production going into it, to show examples of this tonight on InfoWars Nightly News. AP labeled racist for accurately transcribing Obama's speech. Our article went up on Drudge yesterday, red-linked, so we got about 1 million visitors from that. Thank you, Drudge, for covering real news. But I'm going to dovetail that with Hillary going to Kentucky talking like a hillbilly. You remember that. How about Rick Perry literally trying to talk like Slowpoke Gonzalez? All these politicians do it. But Obama, when he gets in front of a black audience, starts talking like he's Ice-T or something. And the AP's being called racist for transcribing what he actually said. And look, it's not about race. It's about people playing folks to be fools. They do it to everybody. I mean, I've seen Northerners come down here and put on a Texas accent. I've seen Southerners go up to New York and do it. It's as if somebody really wants to be talked down to and have their voice changed. I mean, it'd be like if I had we got a great guy from China that works here in my office, programmer, and I don't come over to him and put on some stereotypical affected Asian voice when I talk to him. I just talk to him. He's a man. He's a human being. I find that insulting. I've been at like Mexican food restaurants with friends before, and a Hispanic waitress brings over food, and they're like, "I would like a taco, please." And the people are just looking at you, going, "What the?" I mean, but the point is, why do politicians do it? We're going to talk about that now. For the balance of this segment, for the next 12 minutes, I wanted to bring up somebody who hadn't been on with us for a few months, and probably 4 or 5 months. He is a sponsor, but the reason I've got him up here today is because he is the oldest and longest continually operated. Many claim they are. I've checked. He's the real deal. And the biggest storable foods manufacturer in the United States, non-GMO, non-hybrid, and he's making it new every week with giant factories. You do not want, and I'm not bashing other folks, but I found eFoods over a decade ago looking because I kept buying stuff with additives and crud and MSG and 10 years old, repackaged. This is all fresh, fresh, fresh. But that's not why he's here. He's not here to even pitch the food at you. I wanted to get Steve on from eFoods Direct, Steve Shank, on because we're seeing commodities go up again. We're seeing the depression loom. And folks, we need to be prepared. We need to have storable food. But the reason I've got him on is because I promised to have him back up, an update on, because he's buying food a year out. Food that hadn't grown yet, but in the futures. He's to try to keep prices low, he buys food a year out. He's buying the crop next year. Okay? Hadn't grown yet, but he's buying it, and he can give us exactly, because he predicted 5 years ago already the huge inflation in food we've seen. In many cases, a doubling. And I didn't even hardly believe it then. Now he can give us an update of where we are right now. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it's good to be aboard, Alex.
You know, I'm ranting about a lot of issues, but all of it ties into food. Where are you right now with your factories that I know can package millions of packages a week? Where are you on the futures?
Well, the problem with the futures, we just had this last week. The reason I wanted to get back in touch with you is that we all of a sudden have just an instant jump in some of the basics, rice, beans, pasta, the grain, the wheat that they make pasta from, as a result of this ethanol thing, our bread wheat is being thrown into animal feed because it's now cheaper than corn as a result of the fact that ethanol has pushed the price of corn up and as a result has pushed up the price of gas. And we've just got this domino effect that's absolutely insane that you and I have talked about before.
Yeah, you predicted it. You predicted it 5 years ago. You predicted it 5 years ago.
The wheat going nuts. Everything is going up by 20% by the end of the month.
Wow. Okay, continue to break that down for us.
Well, what happens is when we've got things going on like the stock market, literally the stock market is crashing every other day, and it's recrashing. And what that means to the people out there is that companies are going to go under, jobs are going to be lost, and they won't be able to afford to buy the food that is already too expensive for like 40 million Americans that are on food stamps, and so. This trend that we're seeing, this perfect storm with the stock market now affecting food prices, with the ethanol and the gas prices affecting food prices, and it's kind of interesting, Alex. The media came out and is wringing their hands over the shortage of pumpkins. Well, I hate to tell you this, but the same land that they grow pumpkins on, we actually need the food from, and that's been going downhill, too, because of all the flooding and also the droughts and everything that's going on with food production, not just in America, but worldwide. So we've got the major population centers of the world, China, India, out farming the rest of the planet for anything they can get for food. And so that's what's causing this immediate jump. I mean, in 1 month's time, the pasta grains go up 20%, rice, beans, some of the basics, and then everything else is going up crazy.
But you've been able to keep prices down.
When we tell people that they need to get going at anything that they can do to get in food, and what we did was this is just an aside, we told people to get their orders in because of the free shipping that we've got going on here for a short period of time, but the main thing is people have to look at this and say, we've got to get food in now because exactly what you've been telling people is going to happen, what you and I have talked about, we've got the perfect storm and those prices are starting to just absolutely skyrocket. And we thought they were bad before. Now they're absolutely insane.
And Steve, the numbers I've seen are 47 million on full-time food stamps that are high-tech soup lines.
Yep.
And then if you add in people that have supplemental income to pay for their food, it's over 50 million are on some type of food assistance. And then if you count the number of children on the school lunch program, in fact, I forget that number. Guys, pull up school lunch program number of kids on it for me.
It's absolutely insane.
It's some, but I mean, that's my point, Steve. That's my point here, though, Steve, is that we're 30 million, we're 300 million people in this country, and we're talking about 50 million of them are already in electronic food lines. And you've got all this global meltdown happening. I only promote what I believe in. And I think people need to call eFoodsDirect.com or go to eFoodsDirect.com's website and get your high-quality, storable food today. Because I remember you for years telling listeners, and this stuff lasts more than 10 years, buy the food now before it goes up in price, which it has, and you'll be able to eat the food later and save money and beat inflation. And you've told me off record that a lot of people call you now and actually are out of work and stuff and are glad that they did buy food from you a few years ago.
Well, and the interesting thing is on the people on food stamps, Alex, those people are not unemployed. A high percentage of them are fully employed, and they still can't afford the food. So anytime they see any kind of an opportunity, like if there's something like free shipping, they need to take that money that they spend on shipping and putting into more food anytime they get a chance to get a special or a deal of any sort that they can afford. They need to grab it right now because that's the way things are going. More and more people can't even afford the food, and it's just getting more exacerbated as this price increase keeps jumping up there.
Well, Steve, I've said it over and over again. A ant colony stores food. Squirrels store food. Wolves will bury part of the kill they don't eat in the snow and come back a month later and eat it. It is a fundamental instinct to save food. My grandparents did it on both sides, but more and in the Great Depression, major universities estimate 7 million people died of malnutrition and starvation over that decade. 90% of people lived in rural areas and were somewhat self-sufficient. Now 90%, right at 90%, are urban. In fact, I saw a number last month that's now 91% are urban. So only 9% are on the land, and half of those are self-sufficient. We are on top of a incredible time bomb, and I hope we dodge this bullet, and we may. But for a lot of people, they haven't already. It is important to get storable food, and for those that don't know, one of the biggest costs of storable food is the shipping. Even if you buy it at a local place, it still had to be shipped there, unless you can drive to where it's produced and pick it up there. And this is even better than that. This is free shipping, which is a giant savings. Steve, tell folks about, in the last few minutes we've got, some of the different food plans you've got and the type of high-quality food we're talking about here.
Well, people can work with small amounts, whatever they need. They can work with a 3-month supply, a 6-month supply. A lot of folks are working with the year supplies. But one of the most important things for folks right now are what we call the nutraversal foods that come in little pouches that all they have to do is boil water. A 10-year-old can fix all this food, and it's completely free of the genetically modified stuff. It doesn't have hydrogenated oil. It's the cleanest food on the planet. It's the best tasting food on the planet, and literally it will store almost indefinitely. We tell folks to use it within the first 15 years for best results. And the fact is that people can put together whatever they can and put in a savings account in food that literally, with what's happening with precious metals and things, people are moving from cash to precious metals and from precious metals to food right now. That's the way things are going, and that's the way that the world is forcing people to be, just for security.
Well, people need firearms. They need emergency equipment, emergency radios. They need food. They need water filters. It's very simple. We need to learn to not be dependent on government, because government has proven in history it can't and it won't protect you. And government itself, as you know, Steve, has been buying up most of the food, the emergency supplies out there, driving up the prices. The government is acting like they're digging in for Armageddon. We know it's the financial collapse. And so it's so important, and it's a win-win-win. Your sponsorship helps us get out the general word and information, and also then helps educate people about high-quality, storable foods, and then they also aren't dependent on the system. It's so important. So the website is E, the letter E, foodsdirect.com, big banners at infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com, and there's also the toll-free number that's up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For radio listeners, it's 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. Is that the best phone number to give out, Steve?
That's absolutely wonderful. That's perfect.
Because I know you have a couple other numbers, too, but they all go to the same place. Again, that number one more time, folks, is 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871 or eFoodsDirect.com. Oh, and I almost forgot, /Alex to get the free shipping. eFoodsDirect.com /Alex or tell them it's the radio special when you call the number to get the free shipping. What type of value are we talking about on the free shipping with the different packages, Steve?
Well, a lot of times people are saving literally hundreds of dollars because shipping has become, as a result of the ethanol and the gas push and the cost of shipping, shipping oftentimes becomes 10% or 15% of the value that people are ordering. And it's just absolutely insane that people have to spend so much on shipping just to get the food there.
800-876-0871 or eFoodsDirect, one word, letter E, foodsdirect.com /Alex or Alejandro. Again, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Steve Schenck, I look forward to speaking to you again in the near future, and hopefully the commodity prices do not continue to go up. I know you haven't had a price increase in a long time. Are you going to have a price increase soon?
We're working right now on inventories that we have contracted to keep the price down. I know we'll be forced to fairly soon, but the biggest thing is right now we've got the inventories. People really need to get everything they can get their hands on right now while they can still afford it.
They certainly do. Thank you, Steve Schenck. All right, folks, I just wanted to have Steve check in. I hadn't been on this in about 4 months. Now that I think about it, I want to come back to your phone calls and see where that takes us. On the other side of this quick break, then we're going to get into the latest on election 2012, the economy, and a lot more. But first up, when we get back, we're going to talk to Lone Star Diva, Reverend Bruce, Dave, Nick, CJ, and others.
He's the T-Rex of political talk, Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You notice Herman Cain was in the single digits, 4 or 5 percentage points, until Ron Paul began to power surge and Perry began to fade. In comes Cain. Now he can beat Obama, we're told. Why, he's the man. So he can then fade off later and Obama will end up getting in there. Turns out he's backed by Skull and Bones, put on the Federal Reserve Board. High-powered globalist. And so we're going to be at the bottom of the next hour talking about Herman Cain coming up. Lone Star Diva in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I haven't talked to you in a few years. I have beat my brains against the wall for 2 months, and I've come up with your kind of call to action to do something, and I've come up with a simple action list to become a delegate, and this is really the only way to get Ron Paul on the presidential ticket.
Absolutely. The devil's in the details, and that's where the globalists get us. So we've got to get into the details.
Okay, I've emailed this to you and your team, and I've also made a little video for YouTube that goes over this. It's 5 points. I can read them off fairly quickly.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, because, listen, people are used to call screeners. So what happens is people call me and then, like, want me to screen their call on air. Just go ahead and hit the points.
Okay, number one, be registered to vote 30 days prior to your primary election. Ours in Texas is March 6th. Vote in the primary. Make sure they stamp your voter registration card. And also check for a listing on the wall at the poll when you go to vote for when the convention committee meets. And it'll be that night, probably. Number three, go back that night when the polls close for the meeting, which is usually at 7 p.m. now, and they may have posted that it's otherwise, but it has to be within, I think, 5 days now. Four, attend the precinct convention. That's that night, 7 p.m. Could only be you or up to 100 people, depending on the size of your precinct. Number five, and I have a footnote with this one, choose fellow Ron Paul supporters when voting for the precinct. Chair, secretary, sergeant-at-arms, and most importantly, the delegate to the county convention and their alternates. Number six, you got to follow through and attend the conventions you're selected for, even if you're just an alternate. It's going to cost you a three-day stay in a hotel, so start saving now.
The best way it should be is just say, folks, get out there and be Ron Paul delegates, okay? And then serious people that actually want to try to save this country and the world are going to go out and find out. But that is very exciting. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and go to another caller here. I want to go quickly through these. Let's talk to Nick, who's listening on KOMY 1340 a.m. in California. Welcome, Nick.
Alex, thanks. I suppose it's flat earth to not report on Ron Paul. That's the way it's portraying to me, as these network guys are not saying him. They might as well be taken off like a piece of cardboard.
No, and he's given the least amount of time in questions and in answers in the debates. And they keep, when they do talk about him, they say he can't win, which shows you he's the guy to vote for.
You know, talking about comics, when you first introduced Dewhurst to me, he was overriding some TSA bill. Immediately, Alex, you there?
Yes, sir.
I put him on a tip of the iceberg. And immediately, as I'm 52 years old, I put Bob Dole frozen inside the bottom part, his error. he's the guy you've been talking about all morning, about nobody did anything about. And now we're inconsequential. No, how he could even know what we do, you know, is go back not 100 years like Naomi says and study their actions, but just study the overrides of the last three decades. And this guy has been the greatest Sand Creek Indian killer of our time.
All right, man. I think I understood most of that. Interesting points. Either that's complex geometry poetry, or I'm a turkey.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we are now into hour number three. Aaron Dyke is going to pop in and talk about the enforcer for the Pillsbury Skull and Bones minionship of the New World Order. I'm talking about Herman Cain. Also, it's pretty big news that Jesse Ventura announced here he would like to run as the VP with Ron Paul. That's a pretty big deal, pretty newsworthy. That article's up at Infowars.com. Former governor calls for Paul Ventura ticket. I'm going to get into that. It's going to be a jam-packed third hour. But right now, let's continue with your ring-a-dingies. Let's talk to Reverend Bruce in New York. Come on down, Reverend.
God bless you, my wonderful radio personality. I still keep you in prayer for safety.
Well, thank you. I need those prayers. I covet them.
All right. I just have a couple of questions and a couple of comments, and I'll be brief. The first thing is, are you thinking about or even considering that whenever the Bilderbergs are in town or close by, like neighboring Canada or somewhere here, that you get a bus together and get some folks like me and other people to come with you to rally in front of those meetings?
That's a good idea if we had the money. We do have an RV now, but it didn't really set up like a bus. The problem is I spend all my time trying to raise the money to pay for this operation. Then I don't have any time to actually go on the trips themselves, but I'm working on at least every 2 months going to three or four cities, A, because I want to meet people and get the word out that way, and B, I never get out of Austin. So we're working on that right now. And, yes, if I can get into Canada, because they are set to – every 4 years it's in North America, but they split it. It'll be in Canada 1 year every 4 years. It's only in the U.S., to be technical, every 8 years. And 4 years ago – when Obama was being selected, or 3.5 years ago, it was in Virginia, in Chantilly, and I was there. So if it's in Canada, I am going to have to probably not even announce I'm going, and then probably try to get in on the west side of Canada, even though the east side's where they'll meet, because I've confirmed in the French Canada, I'm in the computer banned, and I've learned that if you get banned there federally, that they'll still let you in on the west side. It's very weird. I'm told it's more English style. I'm not bashing the French. I'm not a Francophobe like a lot of people, but, I mean, they are famous in France and in other French protectorates of just being really mean at customs. And I am in their database and do not want to experience 15 hours of being cussed out again. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, if you were to get a bus, people would pay. You know, like you got a bus trip. You know, it's good. People can get a bus trip, pay for their own tickets, their own way, and meet you there. I mean, it's something to
No, I agree. Listen, I tried it. This year we said March on Bilderberg, and I'm told about 500 people showed up, and they did St. Moritz that was in the middle of nowhere, you know, in the fog-shrouded Alps, windy roads, 3 hours from any big town, and over the couple days, it was more like 1,000 showed up, and I had my crew there. So, yes, if it's in a more populated area, you bet your bottom dollar that we, but they're listening, you know that. Soon they'll have to have their meetings in Antarctica. Anything else?
Okay, my next thing, my comment is this. Have you considered about, because it's hard to get through to you on the phone, having like a live Twitter, people could tweet you questions, or even on your own web page have a live tweet so you can answer questions from live tweets?
You know what? We're talking about doing a mailbag segment from emails and tweets every night on the news, nightly news, and here. But I would have to be organized then, and then I'm not very organized. Not my crew's fault, mainly my fault. And I have done live chats before. I post a tweet, 20 people comment in like a minute. So even if I do that, it'd be hard to answer the questions. But I tell you what, Twitter me some questions right now at RealAlexJones / No, it's Twitter.com/AlexJones. All right, thank you. Whatever. Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. What did I say?
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we got a lot of breaking news. I'm going to break down on Herman Cain. We're going to have Aaron Dykes here give you a boil down on him at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to get into former Governor Jesse Ventura calls for Paul Ventura ticket. And he agreed with me that if Ron Paul doesn't win, which he has a really good chance of doing, despite all the hoaxing and skullduggery and scams that are going on, the tomfoolery, that if he doesn't win the Republican nomination, and we'll know that in 4 months, we'll know that well before the Texas primary in March, we'll know by March. So 4 or 5 months from now, it'll be really clear in 3 or 4 months. I mean, if he's a shoe-in, it'll be a real fight from that point on. But to stay in the game, to keep real issues in there, to force his way into the debate, which scares the establishment to death between Obama and Mitt Romney or whoever gets up there, or Herman Cain, can you imagine Ron Paul up there? He's got to do it. It is his responsibility, and I want to make it clear. Ron Paul is not allowed to ride off into the sunset despite all his hard work if he loses this and then he goes off to be the kind of the omnibudsman or the honorable Gandalf-type advisor to the Liberty Movement. We need him to go in through and beyond and go into that debate, go into that general election. And I am saying draft him now. Now, this gets misunderstood. This gets spun. I saw articles last night and emails I got going, Alex Jones is saying Ron Paul should drop out of the Republican Party and should run as libertarian. That is not what I'm saying. That is, repeat, not what I'm saying. Jesse Ventura is so sick of the two parties and was able to beat them in Minnesota, which was a real upset back in 98, as you know, that he's in love with the idea of Alex, the two parties. It's a two-party dictatorship, Alex. And I see his point. But to use the apparatus of the Republican Party, the primary system, Ron Paul's doing the right thing. I mean, if there was a guy running as a Democrat like Ron Paul, I'd be a Democrat supporting him. Yes, the parties are a joke at the federal level when anybody else but Ron Paul and a few others. But he's a real guy. So stay in, try to win. He would be the front runner if they're wondering all these dirty tricks. We can take out the other two candidates politically with the issues we have. Look at Perry already falling behind. Up comes Herman Cain. What did Perry do? Perry tried to become a Ron Paul clone. Blew up in his face even worse because not only was he not a Ron Paul, but he was the opposite. That's, and now Perry could come back again. He's kind of out of the spotlight now because of the trouncing and the open borders promotion and the carbon taxes and the Al Gore and Hillary care loving, all of that hurting bad. But we have all that on Mitt Romney as well. That's how bad these guys are. Of course they're globalist. I mean, who is the media promoting? So now they're sending in a Herman Cain to imitate Ron Paul. Now, he doesn't have as much dirt. He doesn't have as much dirt as McCain, you know, did 4 years ago, as somebody like a Mitt Romney today, or a Rudolph Giuliani. I mean, those guys are all jokes from the past, or a Newt Gingrich. But he's still bad news, and that's coming up after some calls. Regardless, though, here's what I'm saying. If Ron Paul doesn't get that nomination, I will guarantee you he can form the Liberty Party. Or if he wanted to, if the Libertarians haven't chosen there. Hey, look up when they have the Libertarian Presidential Caucus, when they have that big event and pick the presidential candidate with their delegates. Look up when they did that in 2008 for me. When did the Libertarians choose Bob Barr? Because I meant to look that up last night. The point is, I know it comes later than the beginning of the general primaries and caucuses. So if it isn't looking good for Ron Paul in March, and he starts to go into these other states, and they're announcing in Texas, Ron Paul only got 20% of the votes, which it's a fraud if that happens. This guy is elected by the biggest margin of anybody in Congress from Texas. It's 80-something percent. In the old days, it was 60-something. He got, I think it was 81%, some ridiculous number. If it wasn't the last time, the time before. If he doesn't win and smash Rick Perry, the last two times, has not gotten elected in a two-way race. He has to have three ways to win. A split, bifurcated, or I guess the word you'd use is... the point is, he can't win that way. Rick Perry. So I expect if there's not massive election fraud for Ron Paul to be a major contender. But we know there's going to be the fraud. So we stay in the game by bringing up the real issues. He runs as a Libertarian, or if they don't want him, or that's already chosen, as the new Liberty Party. And Ron Paul gives him a big run to add real issues and to represent America and our constitutional ideas. That's what I want. I'm going to be putting articles out the next week or so at InfoWars.com, PrismaPlanet.com, promoting that. We need to stay focused now on the Republican primaries, but we need to increase our financial giving and spreading the word, but also getting the idea going that, hey, if Ron Paul doesn't even win this primary, or if he starts losing, doesn't matter. We're going to get him to run as a third party. That way everybody doesn't get dejected and freaked out. If he doesn't win, everybody's ready to go to Plan B, which is Operation Inject the Truth. Now, obviously, Ron Paul can't come out and do this now, or they'll say, you're not even really a Republican. Why are you even up here? Which they've already tried to do. They tried to keep him out of debates last time and this time, saying he's not a Republican. You're not pro-war and pro-torture, and you don't want to bankrupt the country. You're actually like a founding father in your positions. You're not fit to be one of us, scum. You're too good to be one of us. Well, you're not a Skull and Bones minion like Herman Cain. Get out of here. So he'll have to wait, but we should start building that idea now so that if Ron Paul chooses, that happens. Or some other candidate at that time gets ready to jump in. We're still a year and a half out, or a little less, from the election. Did you guys find out when they selected the Libertarians, our last presidential candidate, Bob Barr? That's weird. Just look at the Libertarian Party website when they hold their caucus. July 3rd to 7th. Wow, that gives us a long time then if Ron Paul doesn't win in these primaries. There you go. That's what I thought. I thought it was in the summer. So there you go. He doesn't win the big states in March. He just activates the Liberty Committee, activates all that money. The money will pour in, and we're off of the races, and he can make what we saw happen with Ross Perot look like nothing. I'm telling you, that's where we need to go with this. I normally stay out of Ron Paul's business and just support him, but, you've heard me on air telling him, you got to run. You heard me tell Rand Paul. I told Rand Paul privately, I said, you're going to win, buddy boy. He's like, I don't know. At least we'll be able to bring up real issues. And I said, no. You build it, they will come. And they took some arm twisting by myself and many others. Yeah, there it is. The Libertarian National Convention is scheduled to be held in Las Vegas, May 4th and 6th. They've moved it back a month earlier. So let me see. March, April, May. So we got 2 months there. No problemo. Ron Paul in March or even April, if he's not clearly going to win those primaries, they're all, boom, he jumps out. And I think that's already going on because he already announced he's going to retire from the House. So they can't give him this thing of, well, then you can't be a Republican to run on the Republican ticket in the state of Texas to use that apparatus to win. So he knows. So he can just say, well, fine, I'm now switching to independent Libertarian in my last year here in the House. And boom, I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, it's beautiful. We hope he gets the Republican nomination, but we don't give up if he doesn't. The real expert on this is Richard Reeves. He's been a delegate and everything else and a grassroots fighter. Hey, in fact, I want him in the last 5 minutes of the show today to give me his take on this. I haven't even brought this up to him yet. I've been thinking about it for months, but now we're getting into the zone here. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Let's go to your calls here. Who's up nexty? CJ in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I got some interesting news here from Michigan. 2 weeks ago, Tuesday before last, you had Kurt Haskell on the nightly news. And strange and weird thing happened just before he came on. In Monroe, Michigan, there was a car bomb that went off. Now, what's really strange is Monroe, Michigan is a stone throws away from Taylor, Michigan, which Mr. Haskell has offices there. And then the car bomb went off in a lawyer's car, a Mr. Eric Chappell.
Yeah, I remember the car bombing right around the time he came on here as well. I know he's been talking about the fake trial and the underwear bomber's own lawyers who he's fired. And the standby lawyers as well have told Haskell that it's a... basically an inside operation, and they think it's a setup, and that Mutal has been threatened or something, which is standard. And yeah, I saw that it was a lawyer's car. Are you saying they might have blown up the wrong guy's car? Because let me tell you, if they're going to kill anybody, it's Kurt Haskell.
I Google both your names together, and they come up on a court docket, which is, like a schedule. So obviously they frequent the same places. They're real close in proximity. Listen, I believe in coincidences, but I don't believe in three coincidences. Okay, it's very rare, first of all, in the U.S. to have a car bomb. And then it's a lawyer's car, then it's 20 miles away from a guy that's saying, this he's got evidence that the U.S. may be complicit in the...
I forget the details because it got almost no attention. And when it's an inside job, as I said the day it happened, you don't see a lot of coverage. If this had been something that they were staging, like the Times Square thing, it'd be hyperventilating for 6 weeks. You know what? Write up your points and send it to showtips@infowars.com, and I'll run it by Kurt Haskell. Maybe, in fact, send it right now, and then I won't forget to get it, and then I'll maybe call Haskell up and try to get him on the show tomorrow and get his view on that, because that is really creepy. Anything else, CJ?
No, that's it. I mean, to this point,
Listen, stay there.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Richard Reeves is not in the office right now, but he will be popping in via Skype from one of our other hidden locations in the last 5 minutes of the show today. He's actually here in the office. I want to do a Skype test when we go on the road. I don't usually misspeak. I'm like, he's not in the office. He's not going to be in this office. He's going to be back there in the corner office doing a Skype test. So instead of being in studio, we'll just have him over Skype from the other side of the building, testing it out for when I'm on the road with our new little Skype box, a little laptop we got. So we'll see how that looks. Or are we going to plug in an outside better camera when I'm on the road? That's another issue. Because the camera we have in here looks a lot better than just using the laptop camera. Have we thought about that? Okay, side issue, doesn't matter. I want to get to Otter and Gary and Bill and others that are holding. But CJ, finishing up your point.
Yeah, I just wanted to give my two cents or suggestion on the InfoWar. You know, so many things happen locally that doesn't hit the national radar. Is there, you know, I could email you or call your office phone, but you probably get so many that it's hard to get something hot. And
no, it's just information overload, and I've got nothing but pure work. I mean, last night my wife calls up and says, can you come to dinner at 7? And I said, maybe. Then she called him at 7. She said, you're not here. And I said, no, I'm doing the show live. Some nights I do it tape, some nights I do it live. I said, I'm doing nightly news live. I got behind, it's live. And I'm like, I got to go on TV. And then it becomes a whole issue of just having no life. So, no, just send us emails. We catch most of it. I appreciate your call. Dave in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you are a maverick and you do the state of Texas proud. Wanted to talk about 2 points, if you don't mind. First is chemtrails. You are on that issue on your documentation because they are blasting us over Yosemite right now. It's horrible. People can't breathe. People are getting sick. It's a real, real deal.
No, they admit it's killing the plants, too. And they were back in the news today admitting that government is geoengineering. And I saw a natural news story yesterday where people are now in Hawaii filing suit over it. But there's no doubt the aluminum level's going up and they're killing us. Meanwhile, they've got all the environmentalists scared of carbon dioxide.
Twisted. But you're doing everyone proud to, you know, keep sharing the truth. The other thing is basically my plan to save our country.
Okay.
Save the Republic. And it's not my plan. It was JFK's plan, which was Executive Order 11110. And he wrote that it backed U.S. Treasury, not Federal Reserve, with silver certificates. And I believe that's why Kennedy was assassinated. And all of the debt has been created since that day. And it's, as you know, a way to control us, but it has never been repealed. And this executive order, 11110, with silver under $30 right now, it's trading at 29.50. They're crashing us. This can save our country. So I hope Ron Paul gets this message, or Jesse Ventura, and they back our U.S. Treasury, the taxpayers, our money. Not
well, Dave, Ron Paul has written about that executive order that issued, it was going to be $50 billion, but only $5 billion got out, of $5 bills that have the red stamp, their collector item, you can buy them for about 15 bucks. Well, since I've talked about them, they're more like 50 bucks I've seen them selling for. But there's limited circulation. They're Lincoln greenbacks that he reissued. He was going to start abolishing the Federal Reserve and taking the power of the purse back to the Congress. And they killed him. That was the main thing. That was the last straw. And Ron Paul does want to abolish the Fed. He said, let's audit it first. But he says, well, I want to get rid of it. And look, Herman Cain was not just on the board of directors of the Federal Reserve. I have Aaron coming up. I mean, I know all this stuff, but I like to always double check it before I say it to make sure I'm right. Because sometimes my memory, you know, like yesterday I was saying the EPA says melamine isn't bad for kids. And the guys couldn't find it. And they said, no, Alex, it's FDA. And I'm like, oh, of course, yeah, Food and Drug Administration says it's good for you. And my memory can twist things. Aaron went and pulled it. He was not only on the board of directors, he was the director of the second most powerful Federal Reserve branch bank. The New York Fed's the most powerful. The one he was part of is the second most powerful. I mean, Herman Cain is super insider. I mean, he is like Henry Kissinger minion level, head of all these big national associations. I mean, and he's slick, he's smart, and he's super bad news. And I heard, what's his name? Neil Bortz last week. They re-air him at night, locally, defending Herman Cain with his program. Because people were like, Neil, we thought you were going to get rid of the income tax and then give us a sales tax. Because like, well, we've got to have them both together for a while. I mean, come on, folks. I've been telling you for 15 years, that's coming.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got a judge ruling, and that's in my stack I haven't gotten to yet. I've got to cover this. That you do not have the right to grow your own food on a farm or a garden or have a cow or drink the milk from your cow. It actually has a copy of the ruling. I checked this last night. It's true. The judge is saying you have no right to grow your own food. That, quote, the police power is over that. I mean, this government is completely out of control. We've also got a Natural News article that just went up at Infowars.com. CDC now calling U.S. households and demanding child immunization records as part of vaccine surveillance and tracking program. That's why you're seeing out in California, knock, knock, hi, I'm here from the school. I'm coming in to vaccinate. Most people just go, my God, they got cops with them. Come in and shoot them up. It's all just total fraud. Like if cops showed up and said, let me give me your jewelry. I mean, it's just government. It's tyranny. People say, well, how can they do that? Because they're criminals. I mean, they've decided to do it. And you know, how did they take the veterans' death benefits? Their life insurance policies from World War through to current. The government gave a secret waiver to the Big Ten insurance companies 12 years ago, and they did it. And then it came out in Bloomberg, and nobody's going to get in trouble. It's like the ATF now has confirmed shipping 2,000 guns directly to Sinaloa drug cartel to knock out their competition and gave Sinaloa authorization to ship in tens of tons. All confirmed. The feds admit it in court and just say, so what? The government are narcotics trafficking criminals at the top. They got a bunch of compartmentalized fools under them. So this is all making my head spin. We're going to go to Aaron here in just a minute. Guys, more and more of this is happening where I'm just overwhelmed. I mean, no, there's no, it's always worse than I can even tell you. That's what I mean. And because it is so complex, because there's so much of the corruption, I can see how average people just say, well, government says do it. It must be okay. And so they go out and do all this horrible stuff. We're going to look at Herman Cain in a minute, who's really going after Ron Paul right now. I'm going to break that down in a moment. First off, though, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They are running here for just a few more weeks, free shipping to anywhere in the United States on all of their products for a limited time. The unemployment, the depression, all the garbage. Everybody needs horrible foods. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take advantage of the free shipping online, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or 800-409-5633. But you got to tell them Alex sent you to get the free shipping. So eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633. That's one number you can call to get the special specifically, or you can also call. It all goes to the same place, 800-876-0871, 800-876-0871. 871 and tell them Alex sent you to take advantage of that. Lastly, Pure Water Freedom has a line of whole household filters. They remove fluoride and other toxins from every water source in your home. They've got tabletop, under the sink, whole house, handheld water filters. They got the whole nine. It's made in America. I know that's evil. PureWaterFreedom.com. Imagine being able to turn on your tap water and it turns into safe, clean drinking and bathing water. When was the last time you took fluoride-free shower? Turn your tap water into the best water, purewaterfreedom.com today, ladies and gentlemen. Now I'm going to go back to your calls after I talk to Aaron and get into some news. But I wanted to talk about Mr. Herman Cain. And we've got an article up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's important to get out to people. We've pretty much started the destruction of Rick Perry with his horrible record. I mean, it was too much for even neocon rhinos that he was Al Gore's former chief of staff in Texas and then in 93, 94 supported Hillary care. It was too much for people that he supported gun control. It was too much for people that he supported forced inoculations and handing 8,000 miles of roads over to foreign companies to turn existing roads into toll roads. It goes on and on. The sanctuary cities were the end of it, and the free tuition, you know, the in-state tuition that other Americans don't get for illegals, and that the majority of the jobs, 81%, were to immigrants, most of them illegals, 93%. That was too much. And, you know, this snake isn't dead politically yet. He's not completely dead, but he's damaged and floundering around. We know we've got him, and he looks totally freaked out and like the air was sucked out of him. Narcissists like that don't do well when they're attacked. See, I love being attacked. It helps me because I know I'm in the right. Okay, people take my aggression and everything for narcissism. It's the opposite. This is savage hatred of tyranny and a lust for life and justice. That's what you see here. But somebody like Perry, I saw him on the news last night and again this morning. Boy, he looks like a zombie. He suddenly looks 20 years older. It looks like everything's been sucked out of him because he knows he's coming to the end of his road. Now, somebody else playing the sympathy card and all this garbage is Herman Cain. And we're going to get him too. And we're going to get Mitt Romney. Because even if they cheat and don't let Ron Paul get in, we're still going to destroy their puppets. Just like we've destroyed Obama. He is a dead political duck up there rotting in front of everyone. Now, Herman Cain describes Ron Paul supporters' concerns as stupid. We actually have a video clip that Aaron has gotten together. We ought to add that up on the site. I remember seeing this a while back, where he says it's stupid to want to audit the private Federal Reserve. You know, Congress keeps asking where the trillions go, and you've seen Bernanke say, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. Well, where did the trillions go? I'm not going to tell you. Now we know to foreign banks, to foreign individuals, to globalists, to Warren Buffett, to people like that. Now, Herman Cain, who's been pushing for 15 years, which I learned 15 years ago, the Republican Party and the Federal Reserve and the Democratic Party were all involved in the fair tax movement. You want to get mad at me for being right? Sorry. And I've told you for 15 years, I learned about this a year into being on air and was promoting it. And a guy brought me documents and met me outside and said, Alex, this is a setup. They're going to keep the income tax. Here's the foundations promoting it. They're just going to change the name of the income tax to saying it's for Social Security only. Like 10% or so. And then they'll give you a VAT and a sales tax on top of it and not get rid of it. And I went with that and was criticized for 15 years. Herman Cain has now come out and said, the plan is that we're going to have a 9% tax over here, a 9 over here, and a 9 over here. And we're going to keep the income tax. And I've heard Neil Bortz defending this. Mr. Fair Tax. I mean, I told you I'm right again, not because I'm smart, but because I research. Okay? I told you. And we're going to go into Herman Cain's real background here in a moment. I want you to get this audio, get this video you're watching and listening to, get this PrisonPlanet.tv archive, get out to everybody. Because we've got to now move into destroying Herman Cain and Mitt Romney. Like I told you, I don't spend much time on Obama, as bad as he is. He's been given dictatorial power, but he is politically destroyed now, so he flounders around. It's these new cats we got to worry about. Because people haven't figured them out yet. People can have this little hope they're going to save them. They haven't done the research on them. We've got cyanide tablets politically for them. We need to make sure they take their medicine. Okay? We've given Perry his medicine. He ain't looking too good, is he? These egomaniacs don't look too good when they're burning up, burning down. So we're going to give Herman Cain his medicine. We're going to give Mitt Romney his medicine. Already given Obama and Rick Perry their medicine. And if that doesn't fully bring them down, we're going to get more medicine. But right now, we've got to move on to those that haven't been given the first round of Patriot Truth, their real record, medicine. Are you going to help me give them their medicine? Let's give it to them. Fire at will. Let's go ahead and go to this clip. Here's some medicine for Herman Cain.
Some people say that we ought to audit the Federal Reserve. Here's what I do know. The Federal Reserve already has so many internal audits, it's ridiculous. I don't know why people think we're going to learn this great amount of information by auditing the Federal Reserve. Oh. Now, I no longer serve on the board of the Federal Reserve. I'm not being defensive of the Federal Reserve. In fact, some of the policies and some of the actions of the Federal Reserve today, I don't agree with. Because the attitude and the non-politicization of the Federal Reserve in the 90s when I served on it is totally different than what's going on today. But that's another matter. But people who say, well, we ought to audit the Federal Reserve because we don't know enough about it. Well, here's the advice I've given to people who are worried about an audit of the Federal Reserve. Call them up and ask them if you can stop by and have one of their PR people or one of their public relations people explain to you how the Federal Reserve operates. I think a lot of people are calling for this audit of the Federal Reserve because they don't know enough about it. There's no hidden secrets going on in the Federal Reserve to my knowledge. And I tell people, you know, we've got 12 Federal Reserve banks. You find out which district you're in, call them up and go from there. We don't need to waste money with another commission or an audit that's not necessary.
Okay, and you can tell that was on the Neil Bortz program when he was filling in. Now, let's stop right there. I got to do a news piece on this the next few days, showing where Congress can't find out where the money went. And when they did, they learned hundreds of millions went to MSNBC to have Rachel Maddow sit up there and demonize the founding fathers and Ron Paul. Now, here's the deal. When he was on there in the 1990s is when the Dark Lord himself was heading it up, and that, of course, is Alan Greenspan, who got rid of Glass-Steagall and allowed the creation of the 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion that they claim we owe, even though we never got any of that money. Okay? So, I mean, I have never heard such absolute bull, glad-handing garbage in my life. The only good thing about Herman Cain is no matter what audience he's in front of, he talks the same. With Obama, if he's in front of a bunch of white people, he'll get up there and go, "Hi, guys, good to see you here." It's like watching a black comedian do an imitation of a white person. "Well, how you doing there? My name's Urkel." And then when he gets up in front of black folks, he's like, "I'm Barack Obama. I like basketball." And we're going to do a special on that tonight. It's like Hillary Clinton in Kentucky goes from her Yankee accent to like, "Good to be here with you today." I mean, look, I don't just get off on hating on people. Herman Cain is a slick corporate salesman. And everybody's like, "Wow, he knows how to run private business. Let's get him in there." Well, he knows how to run the Federal Reserve. We need to get rid of the Federal Reserve that we didn't have until 1913, 97 years ago. We need to get rid of it. We don't need a former Federal Reserve head of their second most powerful branch in control. Aaron Dykes, give us a report on this, and we'll document Cam over there where you're at as well so people can see the articles you've got. Break down Lord Cain for us.
Look, as a politician, he's being sold as another phony outsider independent. Not true. He owes his whole career to the Skull and Bones Pillsbury cartel family. And that's not an independent business. That destroys independent business, contributes to bad health and all the rest of it.
And Pillsbury is total pimp level. They're right at the top.
But remember in 2008 presidential race, John McCain didn't have a pulse. He didn't even show up in the polls until Giuliani dropped out. Then suddenly he rose to prominence. They have these people waiting in the wings. Palin's waiting in the wings. People like Herman Cain are waiting in the wings if they can't sell Perry and the rest of them. Now, Herman Cain himself started at the Department of the Navy, then worked for the...
By the way, that's where they get their top minions, is out of the Navy, and they sheep dip them into intelligence from that. That's a big point right there.
That's right. Then he worked for the Coca-Cola Company as a business analyst.
Totally selected.
Then, starting in 1977, he joined Pillsbury, rising to vice president in the early 80s. Then they moved him to Burger King, a Pillsbury subsidiary. That's healthy for black people. Then, well, everyone, of course, but I mean, you know, the perception. Then he became CEO of Godfather's Pizza, also a Pillsbury company. Then Pillsbury sold off their interest. There was mergers. There's inside baseball and that. The point is, he rose to business prominence through the Pillsbury cartel, who are established founding members of the Skull and Bones.
No, in our research, they're right up there at the top. Now, getting to the big point, though. He wasn't just on the board of a regional Fed. He was the director. Tell him that.
Yeah, first he was deputy director. Then he was actual director for a total of 5 years while he was simultaneously still Godfather Pizza CEO. So that's independent business for you, working for the Federal Reserve.
And again, tell him what branch he was the head of.
Yeah, at Kansas City. And you heard in the clip where he says, "Just call him up, go down there, ask him what they're doing." They almost had me arrested for filming, not even on their property, from, you know, like you say, 100 yards away at that park.
You're more than 100 yards.
Yeah. At the Kansas City.
They came over with hands on their guns, and you said, "We're not doing that." I said, "Go, or we're going to, you know."
Yeah, so call them up.
And then, even though it was on the news, the newspaper quoted the Federal Reserve as saying they didn't do that. Remember that? They were just implied, "We don't do that. We didn't do that."
Yeah, but those security officers who almost posed as police.
You should have, you know, I told you guys not to get arrested, but you should have just gotten arrested and sued them like Dew's doing now.
Yeah, it makes sense. But they admitted they got the phone.
The problem
call.
Is they had their hands on their guns. They probably would. I mean, God knows these people. I mean, they're just like, "Well, you're a half mile away. Get out of here. First, show me your ID." Well, okay, I don't have to, but here it is. "All right, get out of the area." We're in a city park, and they're just like, "Guns?
Yeah,
we have guns."
The World War I memorial.
But Herman Cain's like, "Just call them up. They're your friend."
They admitted they got a call from the Federal Reserve there, the security for the World War I memorial, public park. That's why they came over. But Yeah, a little more on Pillsbury. Their most important director who managed their business, Frederick T. Gates, he went on from Pillsbury to lead the Rockefeller Foundation and make them the monster they were with all the education interest and the rest.
Pillsbury's right at the top.
Yeah, and they're totally 100% in bed with the Skull and Bones. There's all kinds of important politicians who branch out from their family line. It's a total cartel, Alex. And Herman Cain represents them. That's how he rose to prominence.
Well, what about the fact that he wants us to have a sales tax? He's like, we've got to pay our debts. I mean, we got to pull up those clips. We don't owe this stuff, Herman Cain. He's a Federal Reserve pimp in there, just like all of these mainline Republicans. He is in there wanting us to go, okay, more taxes so they can give it to themselves in banker bailouts. And he's like, just call them up. They'll tell you everything.
And you've heard him in the debates and in other statements. He's pro-torture. They asked him, would he end the wars? Would he bring the troops home? Well, I can't answer that, but I would listen to the advisors. In other words, the same Council on Foreign Relations advisors that he already serves. It's the same circle of
people. I mean, he's horrible. He's absolutely horrible.
He's just another puppet waiting in the wings.
You know, I take it back. I say he's not as bad as a Mitt Romney who supports carbon taxes and gun grabs and wrote the Obama thing. They're all the same.
It's an empty suit. They'll rotate in whoever they could sell. If they can't sell Perry, which they've already failed on, they can't sell Romney. They have Cain, Palin, others as well. So,
but there's one guy, though, they say we can't have. He can't win.
No, he can't win.
He's the guy that wants to get rid of the place Herman Cain was the boss at.
He can't win because the Federal Reserve parasite's sucking everything out. That's obviously probably the number one issue.
Ron Paul's the only one that will actually point at the giant goblin in the room.
Yeah, and I believe two debates back, they asked the question about the Federal Reserve. They asked everyone except Ron Paul what they would do to abolish the Fed.
Well, look, we got to get busy exposing Herman Cain. We got to get busy exposing his stupid fair tax garbage. And the people are like, what, you like the income tax? No. Get rid of it and nothing new. We've got all these other taxes on top of it. Heard of tariffs? China's got them doing pretty good, aren't they?
But the worst thing is they're selling him as an independent alternative just because he hasn't been in political puppet office yet.
And they're a bunch of, he's been in the real office of the real government, the ones that hijack us, the private Federal Reserve. Good job, Aaron. We'll be back. Stay with us. Richard Reeves. By the way, the story is out of No National Animal Identification System.org, and I went and checked it. The original document can be seen. I went and read it on the court document. Wisconsin judge, a state judge, has said that you're not allowed to have your own garden, you're not allowed to have your own cow, your own milk, or not allowed to pay somebody to keep a cow for milk, and that you do not have a fundamental right, and that the state's scope of police power is above you. I'm going to be covering that tonight. We got something really special for you on InfoWars Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock. There's also the InfoWars Insider. That is a free email that we send out, videos, articles, multiple times weekly, but always officially Wednesday afternoon. If you want to sign up, it's at the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just put your email in there. I will tell you, though, it causes us real havoc when people are lazy when they want to delete the email. They just hit the spam button instead of delete. That causes some problems. But, hey, whatever. C'est la vie. Point is that we need to have direct contact with people, and if you want that with us, no matter what happens or what comes up in the future, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv to watch the show, but more importantly, sign up there at that email at InfoWars Insider. I'll do 5 minutes of overdrive here, as I tend to always do now, to finish up with calls. Because I at least want to get to who's been holding the longest, Bill and Gary and Otter, maybe Joel, we'll see. But briefly, joining us via Skype from about 50 yards away, we're testing Skype out for when I go on the road, is Richard Reeves. And Richard's a real Ron Paul expert, been a Ron Paul delegate, knocked on thousands of doors, eats, sleeps, and drinks it. And he kind of disagrees. He's saying Ron Paul will probably not run as a libertarian if he loses the primary. And tell us why, Richard Reeves.
Well, thanks, Alex. I'm here broadcasting from the decentralized mobile command center. And no, I don't think Ron Paul will bail out, because there's a very important battle going on with the delegate battle that's going to be underlying and underneath the actual primary elections. We're going to have to monitor and watch for the news stories that go unreported. We're going to have to be digging to find out, for example, when we have the New Hampshire primary, okay, yeah, fine, we're going to look at the official so-called black box voting results, but more importantly,
exit polls.
For this battle, we're going to have to find out what precisely happened in those all-important precinct conventions in New Hampshire.
Okay, but look, I don't want to put the cart before the horse. He can probably win, especially if we believe in him. He's in third place. We're destroying the other candidates right now, for the record. I'm just saying, if he loses in the primary, I understand trying to build the party, have libertarians and patriots take over the Republican Party. I get that. That's what Campaign for Liberty is doing. I understand Ron Paul sees himself as part of a larger battle, not the whole war himself. But it's all coming down right now. And I think he could run as a libertarian and state all this openly and tell people to go into the Republican Party or Democratic Party and stay in this key election and in those debates while everything's melting down. I think it can be a bifurcated pincer attack here, Richard.
Well, I think that option in 2014, 2016 is probably more viable option, potentially upcoming elections. But in this election, it's just too important, because if we go third party early, then that means that patriots aren't voting in primaries for their county commissioners, for their U.S. House members, for their U.S., for their state legislative members. These races in these primaries are so important in firing these long-term incumbents, both on the Republican side, mainly on the Republican side, and also on the Democrat side. Ron Paul knows that this whole race is way bigger than just
his. All right, stay there. We're doing 5 more minutes at least. Let's finish up on that and then a few calls on the other side. Overdrive coming up. See you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Okay, we're doing a little bit of overdrive here with Richard Reeves. I'm going to try to jam in a few of your calls here in just a moment. But Richard, when I ask you your opinion, and I respect and look for that opinion on the Ron Paul stuff, I understand you're obsessed with winning, so you want to start telling us how we can get Ron Paul in and delegate stuff. But the reason I got you on specifically was to comment on, you know, your view of this. And I mean, I tend to agree with you. That's why Ron Paul may not do this. Is because he wants to continue through Campaign for Liberty past him. As he said, he wants to change the course of this country, not just be president, that he's just basically trailblazing for us right now, and that he's not going to want to start some third party that fizzles out. He's going to want to get everybody to basically take over the Republican Party. And that is happening to a great extent, to the old line Republicans' chagrin.
It sure is. We saw that example in California. You and I talked earlier how they actually canceled the Texas Republican straw poll. They canceled the Texas Republican straw poll this year, saying lack of interest. Come on now. We've got Rick Perry and Ron Paul, both Texas candidates, and there's supposedly a lack of interest. That's the powers that be are very concerned and worried. And one thing I looked at while you were discussing the situation with Herman Cain, a Federal Reserve answer for president, I looked at the schedule for the RNC. The RNC is scheduled to occur in late August of 2012. If we win the delegate battle and are victorious, there's no reason for Ron Paul to back out of any primaries. He's got to go at least till that date. If and when Ron Paul were to go third party, I don't even know if it's possible at that late of a date, but if he were to do it or try to do it, it would be after the RNC, which puts us around September of 2012, and I'd have to do research to see if you can even get on the ballot at such a late time. September 2012.
Richard, do research on that. We'll talk more about it later in the week or next week. Thank you, Richard Reeves. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Maryland. Bill, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
If they run this guy against Obama, then it can be like they can run the whole election as a race card, because they can say, well, if you don't like Obama or you don't like Herman Cain, then you don't like black people and you're not voting because you're black. They can make every issue about it a black thing. Plus, they could have one of their little political assassinations, incite riots and all other kinds of stuff like that.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, now, if you don't like the weather, they say it's racist. If you have any opinion, like, I'd like mustard on that, they go, because you're racist. I mean, there was a guy in an ice cream cone outfit with sprinkles on, a Puerto Rican guy advertising an ice cream place, and it caused a giant hissy fit. I'm going to cover that more tonight because they thought it was a Klan person. There's racial attacks all over the country, but it's done mainly against whites because I guess it's seen that we're evil and deserve it. And AP was labeled racist. I'm going to cover this tonight with examples, because Obama kind of talked in what I guess he thought was some weird urban dialect, just like all the other politicians do, whatever group they're talking to like make them like him. And it's not racist to transcribe what Obama actually said or did. So, yes, I mean, this whole Herman Cain thing is a nightmare. I mean, why can't people support a black politician who's actually a patriot? I know they're out there. I mean, Alan West was, you know, tries to sound like he's good, but he went along with the bailout, with the latest increase in the budget. And he's a big warmonger, but he's a really, really smart guy, knows exactly what he's doing, very well-spoken, charismatic. It's just terrible. But at least Herman Cain doesn't play up race card stuff. But I do agree with you, the media would still do that. Anything else on that?
Just like Bill Cosby, he would be like a black person that people could vote for. He would talk about issues. I mean, he probably wouldn't run for president, but there's black people out there that address issues. But I mean, like you said, it would be a nightmare. It's like, it already plays into the false paradigm, because as soon as you talk about it, you're a racist.
Well, what if Ron Paul was black? Wow. Oh, man. Oh, gosh. All right. I appreciate your call. Look, I'm sorry to everybody else. If Gary and Joel and Otter call in tomorrow and you get in first, like, I'll take calls tomorrow. So you can just call in at the start of the show, you guys, and we'll go to you first. Great job of the crew. Hey, check us out tonight, 7 o'clock, InfoWars Nightly News. It airs at PrisonPlanet.tv.